Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. I am Maximiliano Cárcamo.
And I am Martina Villalobos.
So, for today's podcast, our topic is vaccines.
Yeah.
To start this topic, we will do a Q&A, meaning that one of us will ask a question to the other, and they will respond. So, the first question is, Martina, what are vaccines?
Vaccines are medical treatments that are used to prevent diseases. For the second question, how do vaccines work?
Okay, so what vaccines do is that they inject a less harmful version of the virus they are trying to prevent into the body. This allows the T and B cells of the immune system to learn how the virus acts, so that the next time that the virus enters the body, meaning the real virus, they will know how the virus acts and they will be able to attack it effectively. Okay, so for the third question, Martina, what are the types of vaccines?
Well, the type of vaccines are live attenuated vaccines, indicative vaccines, subunit vaccines, and DNA vaccines.
Yes, but today we're not going to talk about each one of those because that would be a lot of information and the video would be too long, so we're going to leave those for another episode. So, it's time for today's fun fact.
Today's fun fact is that vaccines were created by Edward Jenner long time ago, more specifically in 1796.
Wow, can you believe it? I thought vaccines were created a lot more recently, didn't you, Martina?
Yep.
Yeah, because I didn't really know that my like great-great-grandma used vaccines. I mean, even my grandpa sometimes didn't use vaccines. Pretty interesting that they were created such a long time ago. I would have thought they were created about 10 years ago. And with this, we have come to the end of our podcast.
Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you in another podcast.
So now it's time for history time. So, in this section, Martina is going to say some historical facts about vaccines.
Okay, the first fact is that Edward Jenner discovered vaccines on the 14th of June from 1786. The second one is that the first vaccine was used to prevent the cowpox. And the third and last one is that the vaccine was invented when Edward Jenner took a splinter from a cowpox-infected woman and inoculated the 8-year-old James Phillips. Yeah. This vaccine made the boy feel bad for a few days, but then he made full recovery and was immune to the cowpox.
As we all know, COVID-19 or the coronavirus is a very relevant topic now, and everybody's talking about it. So now we're going to respond to the most asked questions everywhere.
Why are the vaccines taking so long?
Well, the COVID-19 vaccine is taking so long for many reasons. So, firstly, vaccines naturally take a long time to make. They usually take around 15 to 25 years, depending on type of virus. The COVID-19 vaccine, though, is expected to be ready by mid-2021 because of the high demand of the vaccine. But still, 2021 is a very demanding deadline. So, another challenge with the COVID-19 vaccine is that investors don't want to invest in the vaccines. And why don't they want to invest in the vaccine? You could guess that if the vaccine actually works, they could gain millions of dollars. Well, the thing with vaccines is that they're very risky because only about 10% of vaccines that are made actually work. So if you invest your money in vaccine creation, you are investing your money in somewhere where you only have a 10% chance of succeeding, which isn't a very good news for investors. So this is the reason that some labs or scientists don't have enough money to make the vaccines. Luckily, there are charitable companies that donate a lot of money, but still, sometimes there isn't enough money. So the third challenge is that the vaccine may be difficult to be accessible for everybody, because maybe it will be too expensive, or it will not be enough for everybody because there is lack of money for mass production, or maybe there are lots of vaccines made, but big countries such as the US buy all of them and there is not enough left for smaller places such as countries in Africa or maybe countries in Central America, etc.